The names of more than 100 residential schools were posted around the GCVI building Friday morning, as students set out to raise awareness and stand in solidarity with residential school survivors in honor of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. "We are putting up signs to spread awareness of all the unmarked graves and all of the murdered Indigenous children at residential schools," said Mateen Naziri, spokesperson for Recognition of Indigenous Sovereignty and Equity, RISE, at GCVI. Each sign had a residential school name and either the number of unmarked graves confirmed or a question mark indicating it hasn't been searched yet. Once students arrived, the group handed out hundreds of orange flags for other students to put in the ground so they could feel like they're a part of it. And they're part of the reconciliation process. RISE also organized a live stream with Geronimo Henry, who survived 11 years in residential school. After which, Naziri said classes will have an opportunity to discuss what truth and reconciliation means to them, and what actions they can take to better the situation. Orange shirts were sold to raise money for Geronimo's Dream, a fundraiser started by Geronimo to build a monument in memory of those who suffered through residential schools. The group did the same thing last year, but have added to the signs as new graves were found. Since the initial discovery of the 215 unmarked graves in Kamloops, BC, more than 10,000 unmarked graves have been uncovered across Canada. "Throughout the past year, we've been horrified to find more children have been found. And the signs reflect that." Naziri said it was important for them to mark the day in this way because the initial discovery caused a great degree of awareness. However, even now in 2022, there are still people who have no idea what's going on. "You can learn more about the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation here."